Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Amen. Amen. Ask your neighbor, have you got some living water? It's not water. Have you got some living water? Pastor Russell said water. Have you got some living water? Have you got some living water? Water. Mommy, it's not easy here. After Bishop Saki left, it came with ascent and Holy Spirit. Living water. Amen. People are looking nice. Mommy, our greater lovers too have a nice place today. It's so amazing. When you climb up, you see where they are. Amen. Amen. Please give your neighbor a high five. Oh, people are really looking nice today. Say something nice to your neighbor. Find out if they were in church last week. If they were in church last week. Oh, it's nice. Please take your seat. Oh, okay, in fact, don't take your seat. We want to welcome our pastor. Our pastor is in the house with a seasoned word from God. Church with a clap offering with Jesus joy. Let's welcome our pastor. He is
Jesus, the man of Galilee. Oh, where the rain or shine.
Sunday in your presence, you, I pray, Lord, that you will stretch your arms towards us and help us and be with us and talk to us, that when we leave here today, may we be glad we came. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Find your Bible. Let's just make our confession today. And you want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. It's a pleasure to be here with you this Sunday. Hallelujah. Wow. And I just want to thank all those who put yourselves into it and help through the whole Sounds of Joy program. Oh, the flyer sharing and the various outreaches and all that. And finally up to the program and to having Bishop Saki here. I believe the man of God had a very good time. And I think we were also very happy. Amen. We're also very happy. It was a very nice weekend. Amen. So God bless you, and may the Lord replenish every single thing that you put in. Amen. Tell your neighbor, my labor is not in vain. My labor is never in vain. It's never in vain. It's never in vain. Hallelujah. Let me quickly give you a couple of announcements so that, yeah. August is quite an interesting month. We have two main things happening back to back. 4th to 7th August, we have the Give Thyself Holy Conference. Amen. Our Father preaching for so many hours. It's like a camp, actually. It's actually a camp. Give Thyself Holy Conference. 4th to 7th at Mampong. And then it's going to be followed this year by the First Love Conference, which comes off, yes, 8th to 12th. 8th to 12th of August. And it will be happening at the center. Amen. And we have our lineup of men of God who will be preaching. And it's a very interesting lineup indeed. Very, very interesting lineup indeed. And these men of God have different slots when they will be preaching to us. And it's, last year was quite, it was quite something. And this year is another year. Amen. So please, can you ask anybody what exactly will be you be doing? You know, like if, what exactly? Child. She has not even thought about it. Please register. Put the time aside. One of the things about being a believer is that sometimes you must move from one place to the other to hear what is yours to hear. You cannot always be at home. Are you there? Some of you, you only move because of football. Ah, finally, we shall have some small peace. Abba, I think. But I know that many of us, we may not make it to either of these. And so we're also going to have a convention here before that. Yeah. 29th to 31st of July, Bishop Atu Dixon is going to be here. Amen. How many of us have experienced his ministry before? You've experienced the ministry of Bishop Atu Dixon before. And if you have, I'm sure that you know that you should be there. Or? Oh. What are you telling your neighbor? Yeah, I believe it. Yes. Hallelujah. So it's we're in for an interesting month. Amen and amen. Last month was interesting in another way, and this one is in another way too. Hallelujah. But it's the beginning of a new month, and we are coming to another topic. How many of us enjoyed the whole, what do you call it, Holy Spirit? Yeah, I really enjoyed the whole Holy Spirit series. Can you ask your neighbor, what? Just tell me one thing in your life that's changed because of the Holy Spirit, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, or just something you learned. Hallelujah. Well, today we are moving on to another topic, and it's a topic that I think is very important. Hallelujah. How many of us know that this is the house of God, is the temple of God, is the house of God? Beautiful. And all through the Bible, we see that the place where, for lack of a, just a way of putting it, let's say, the place where God chooses to meet his people, that's his temple, or that's the church. Amen? Yeah. Don't go and say, nah, they say, nah, I'm the Lord, he doesn't meet us in our house anymore. Please, I beg you, don't do that. Please tell anybody, don't do that. But when we come, it's like we've all come together in our home. I mean, you can be living wherever you're living and your father is in town and he comes to look for you. Are you there? That's one kind of meeting. But there's another kind of meeting where all of us, we're all going home. And we're going to be at home and we're gathering at home. Amen? And that is what we have when we come together on a Sunday. Hallelujah. When we are at home or when we are working, we are somewhere, God is there with us. But then there's also something about us all coming together to a place that we actually belong to. Now, when we come, how is it going to be? How is it going to be? And today I'm going to be talking about it from a different angle than usual. Have we come home to sleep? Or have we come home because as we have come home, it also generates a certain work with it. Amen? And now I'm not talking about the work that we do outside. You know, every time we talk about work, we are talking about going to chase souls. That's what we were doing last month. Chasing souls out there. Hello? Please ask your neighbor, did you do some? chasing people out there. You know, I met a young lady who said that, oh, the Sounds of Joy, 500 flyers, me alone. Oh, yeah, she did it too. Yeah, that she just set it up as something she was going to do for the Lord. So that's also, yeah, she did it. I was quite, you know, that's something that is out there. But now we're talking about when we come together. The picture I want to give you is the picture of when a family is, everybody is in different places. And there are times that we come home. When we get home, we all fall into place. So some of the ladies will go and then they'll be cooking the palm soup outside. At least those of us who are girls, we meet over Homowo. So we'll go and join there. Others, maybe they don't like cooking so much. So they'll go and they'll be cleaning the rooms upstairs so that people have places to sleep. Others will be sweeping out the hall so that the place is a little nice. They'll clear the front of the house. Some people will go and weed it. Some people will set the table. Some will be putting the canopies. If we're doing something outside, they'll be setting the canopies up. When we are done, we are all going to enjoy whatever is happening. And we finish and we set it down. And then we go. To be a part of that, it's a sign of a certain belonging. If you brought a guest into that, the guest wouldn't work. The guest would just have to sit down and wait for you. But those who belong, it's not that they don't have any other work that they do. They have other things. And maybe they are even coming from a very tired point, but they've come home. But when you get home, you just fall into line and fall into place. That you are the one that when you come, all the cupboards in the house are neat because you clean them up. Are you in the church or you have traveled? That is how it is when we gather on a Sunday. We have come from different places, done different things. But when we come, our Father is here, and we are gathering to meet him. So some of us, we've done different works. Some spiritual work, some secular work. We've done a lot, but we have come together. Now, that coming together also generates its own kind of something. I don't even know how to describe it. Please, what topic are you going to give? Please give the topic something, okay? Today, I'm going to be talking about, are we working or resting in the house? In the house, not outside the house. In the house. When you enter, where is your place? Is your place only that you sit on the chair and the chair will be warm? Or is there something else? Hello? Please ask your neighbor, are you a customer or a worker? Haji, when you're a customer, the customer is like the guest. You just added and came. Yeah, the customer is, and we just sit down and we serve you. And, you know, there's a certain level of enjoyment of that, but it's not the same as the people who, why do I feel that I'm not reaching you in there? I'm sorry, I should have looked for the equivalent of the Homowo. Because what I'm this, they don't have the equivalent. They have other festivals. Because what I'm describing, you will see it in a Homowo household. We've all come from our somewheres, you see. But as we are coming, we know that this ancestor, she's coming. She's the quick playmaker. So we will not do the quick play until she will come and do. And then this one, oh, fine, Jay Asana, the other one. Meda. There's the medan maker. So we will not do the medan. So when she comes, it doesn't matter who. Look, maybe she's the head of the hospital. Maybe she's Dr. Mrs. something. But when she arrives home, she has come to do her medan. Okay. They say the funeral. It's also true. There's the one who, till he comes, we will not discuss. He has to come. Or that auntie, she has to come. And when she arrives, she also knows her place. This is her work. She comes coming to do her work. My question for you today as you are here is that, as you came, what's your part of that work? I know you have other work. I came to meet a very nice choir singing. I know they didn't just appear. They've been working. Yeah. Are you there? I'm sure some ushers, guys, there are different things. But what I'm saying is that there's something, just because we're meeting today on a Sunday. What's your part? Today I want you to find it. Hallelujah. Your part that it works just on Sunday when we all come together. Your part. Wow. Are you in the church? Let me show you something in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. Jesus wants us to have a certain attitude when we come together. And he says that even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. Let's take it in the Living Bible version. It, you know, look at what he's saying. He says, your attitude should be like my own. Jesus had a certain attitude. He had a certain attitude. As we've come here, we've come with a certain attitude. Hello? When you are a child and they have forced you to come to church, you have a certain attitude. What was it? Hello? There are some of us too. Okay, this Sunday was free, so I've come. But Jesus says something. Come with an attitude not to be served, but to serve. And this is the attitude we want to have in our church going forward. Hallelujah. Oh, are you in the church? You look like you're not happy with me at all, but I'm still preaching what I have. I'm still sharing it. Hallelujah. Because it's our house. It's a way of belonging. You will be surprised at how important it is to belong somewhere. You know, to be part of something. Many people are just there. You're not part of anything. And it's a dangerous place to be. If you have teenage children, the thing that drives a teenage child into trouble is that belonging thing. Why is he drinking what he's drinking? You'll be surprised he doesn't even like the drink. But just because it makes him fit into a certain circle of people, he will drink. Why is she running after that boy? It's not that she even likes the sex that they are doing. But it makes her belong to a certain something. Are you with me? And I'm just sharing that. Why not let us create our belonging here? This is my place. This is where I belong. So I don't need to belong somewhere else. Hallelujah. I don't have to do any desperate thing. This is where I belong to. And if I belong here, then this is one of the characteristics of my belonging. And that's why Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 15 and 58, he says something. He says that, my brethren, says, be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You're always doing something in the house, you're always doing something. Why? Because you know that whatever you do is not in vain. When we come together and they put the quickly on the fire and they are doing the medan, and another one is doing that, we know that, listen, there's going to be a lovely time of fellowship. We're going to sit down and we're going to enjoy this meal and we're going to catch up with each other and there's going to be something. Are you with me? You know, some people think that people go to funerals because they enjoy dead bodies, but the truth is not so. Many go because of what happens after. What happens after? That's, for lack of another word, the fellowshipping. That when I get there, there'll be a certain sitting together, talking together, catching up, chatting, whatever. Are you with me? You see, and Paul is saying that, let's have that in the house. Let's have it in the house. And let us know that whatever we are doing is not something that we are just going to do in vain. Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone today? You know, we're trying to start something. And we're saying that there are several things. When you come and you are a visitor and you arrive at the Homowo party, you have no idea the level of work that has happened before you came. It's the people in the house who know. Those who are belonging. They know that the quick play is not made in a day. I don't like palm soup because of Omo. What soup is this? That when you finish, number one, so laborious to make. When you finish making it, it doesn't finish fast. Oh. For the next week and a half after the Omo, there's still soup there. When you feel to wash the, remove that, oh! How do I know? I'm part of it. Hallelujah. If you are just an attendee, you don't know that before the church got here, plenty things happened though. Please, I have a slide. Bring me my slide. I'm just preaching for 20 minutes, then I'm going. A lot of things happen here. Are you in the house? These, I have about 14 different groups that are working on a Sunday. Can you ask your neighbor which one is yours? I know you are a chorister, and you can see the choir is not there. I know you are a film star, you can see film star is not there. I know you are an instrumentalist, it's not there. But these are some things that only happen on Sunday. Hey, some people are trying not to mind me. Are you liking the list or you don't like the list? And each one has what it does. You know, look at the flowers, for instance. Who are the flowers? The flowers are the ladies who are doing things around. Yeah, when I was coming this morning, there were two flowers standing at the gate. All they did was smile. They smiled. Yeah, but what is the use of a smile? You have no idea. Maybe you don't know what depression is. That's why you don't value a smile. Yeah. Sometimes as we are coming to church, there's no smile at all. No. Nothing to smile about. Nothing to smile about. Yeah. When I was coming, my mind was on a friend of mine who's not well and they don't know what's wrong. And the last text I got was, I can't breathe. That's where my mind was. When I got here, some two ladies, they smiled at me. Charlie, today will be all right. Today will be all right. There'll be some hope. Are you in the church? It's work. It happens only on, please don't take me here. Just stay on my ministries, something for me for now. I'll get there eventually. Are you in the church or you have traveled? Hey, you are not minding me today. Hey. I said, because before we leave here today, all of us will find ourselves inside one of these things. But already I'm doing, you see, the way you are doing something else. I'm saying this one is the one that when we come together, that we do. Are you in there? Are you there? God has blessed you with a kankpe face. We need you for the security and the. Why do you think he gave you that face? You are trying to be a flower. It's not working. That's your face. That's your face. I think you know what I mean. There's a certain face. When you see it, you don't disobey. Any instruction that you are given, you just obey. Can you ask the nearest brother? This is your face. Which one is it? Are you there? Social media. They are on it. On it. Before we came here, they are on it all the time. As for Sounds of Joy time, they actually surprised me. Hey, morning video, what? Morning, afternoon, evening. The flies have been. It was just coming. Our only work was to post. That one I couldn't do. I'll do some. I couldn't do all. Because somebody is making it work. You see, you'll be surprised that you have forgotten. I was coming to a friend's program. I don't know why I thought the third was Saturday. It was somebody, a social media person's flyer that reminded me that it's Friday. Are you in the house? Yeah. Look at number 11, the lovelets. The people who work with our children. That's why we can be here. If they release just four of them here, you will see whether we can even meet. You'll see whether. Are you in the church? I said we need only four. Just release four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And see whether we can continue to have the service. We can't. But because some people, when they come on Sunday, they dedicate themselves there. That's why a mother can even think that, oh, my child will be safe. And you'd be surprised. For some moms, this is the only time they can breathe. Yeah, some mothers. So, Charlie, very important. And so we are saying, maybe you are here. You decide, let me attend first service. After first service, then I go up to be there. Yeah. It's needed. Very powerful. Are you there? Anti-British, those who pray. Those who pray. You say that you are a prayer warrior, but you are always only praying for money. There are so many things to pray about. There are so many prayers that are needed. Eh? What is that? It cannot be. It cannot be. The last two are new. The doorkeepers. The doorkeepers are a group of people who, they just arrive. They set their date and they come and do some cleaning. Yeah, but the ashes are there. You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea. Number one, they are not enough. Number two, the work. It's not on the floor. And they'll be very encouraged to know that there's a group of people. They just wake up. They say, oh, this month, this is our date. We arrive on this day and we remove all the chairs and we clean. When I sit over there, that's the ministry I'm going to join. I'm going to the doorkeepers, because when I sit down over here, the dust over there disturbs me. And I cannot blast them because they are so few. If they were to remove everything, they won't finish on time. They won't finish. So me, I'm a doorkeeper. Yeah, when we arrive, today we are cleaning all staircases. We're going to clean the staircase. Yeah, it's just as a help. They can't call me to their ashes meeting. Oh, and I'm not the leader. So I'm not calling you to another meeting. Are you getting it? Just something that you do because we are coming together on Sunday. Yeah, we just come and do that extra backup. Hello? One day we'll arrive, we'll say that our work is to just help to streamline all these cables so that untidiness and also. Yeah, also. Hey, the church is quiet. Hope you are thinking about yours. Yeah. 14, the compassion ministry. There are people who just need some care. There's a lot to be done. Hallelujah. And to be done just sporadically is not something that you are coming to have a major meeting over. Just that we know that, oh, we can call somebody. Listen, we hear that this our sister is in the hospital here. Can you arrive there? When you are going, pick up a little bowl of soup from this compassion person and carry it there. When you are not well, have you ever had some soup? Be that the soup, it has even brought healing more than the medicine that you wear. Yeah. Lying in the hospital and then they have gone to buy soup from the street for you. You don't know whether it is Maggi cube that was dissolved in water that they are giving you. You don't know. Can you not see that there's a lot that can be done? We have some very good cooks among us. They just make that the soup is lying in the freezer waiting. Yeah. Are you there? You see, there is no reward for just being a customer in church. No reward. And we haven't read some. There's no reward for just being a supervisor. There's no reward for giving fans. You know, we like fans in the church. We're always shouting, hey, give the Lord a shout. But actually, there's no reward. There's no reward for just being an attendee. Some people think that, oh, I went to service. When you say service, what did you go to serve? What exactly? That alone should tell you that there's an intention with our gathering together. It's service time. You should have something to do. As a member, that shows that I belong. Wow. There's a reward for workers. Are you there? 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 18. I really like this scripture. When people see people who are in church prospering, they say that their pastors are chopping their money. It's not like that. The scripture says that you shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn, and that the laborer is worthy of his reward. His reward is not the payment anyone is giving to him. His reward is the one he's working for. You see, let me address that one first, because some people feel that, oh, if I'm doing something for church, then I should be paid. Then you are not talking about a family. You're talking about something else. I've never gone to my father's house thinking that I'm going to be paid for. You have gone to clean your father's bottom box, he should pay you. Well, what kind of child are you? Hey, the church is very quiet. You see, one of the greatest curses that entered the church was the invention of the payment of instrumentalists. It's one of the greatest curses that ever entered. Just look at the fruit. The Lord says to us that if you want to know if something is good or bad, look at the fruit. What has it produced? It has produced young men, usually. I don't see many young women on them. Young men, one drop of anointing is on their head. They just come and they are skilled in their instrument. That's all. They don't respect the word of God. They don't respect the man of God. They don't respect anointing. They don't respect anything. That's what it has brought us. You see. And why do they? If, okay, let's pay the instrumentalist. But when you finish paying the instrumentalist, I need you to remember that the ushers got here yesterday at 4 p.m. They worked 4 to 5, 6, 7, 3 hours yesterday. This morning, they were here. I'm here in church at 7. I always come and meet, at least the first one is already here. And they'll be here. Some have been here since morning. It is now 12. They'll leave here when we finish the last service at 1:30. That's how many hours? 6 to 1:30. Another 6 hours. Plus the 3 yesterday, 9 hours. How much are you going to pay them per hour? Oh, and by the time you are about to finish, I hope you'll remember that the instrumentalists came to rehearse. They rehearse, in fact, after service, they are not going home. They will be here. They will be singing until they have no voice. When they get home every Sunday, there are people who are wondering, what do you people do with your voice when you go to church? They will sing until the song is correct on Sunday. So after church, at least some 3 hours they are going to do. How much are you going to pay them? When you are done, can you please tell me how much you are going to pay the social media people who sent us those beautiful flyers? How much are you going to pay them? Because I need to let you know that graphic people, they are designers, they are well paid. I want you, how much is it per flyer? Are you done? It's what, 50 CDs per flyer? I'm sure it's more than that. You let's even take it that it's 50. In this church, how many do we generate per week? Per week. No. You said we should pay the instrumentalist. I'm just making a point. So when we finish, photo drivers, you like going to the photo driver and say, my picture, you send it to me. How much should we pay them? What about the video guy? One has been standing since I started preaching in the first service. Another has come to replace him to stand until I finish. How much are you going to pay them? So the sound people who came testing their instrument from, how much should we pay them? What about those who, this work you are seeing on the screen didn't just land here. I got sent the last, final file I was going to use at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. That's normally when I receive it on Sunday. You see, have you seen that you are quiet? Okay, when you finish, how much are you going to pay me? I've been preaching in this church since 2010. You don't pay me. How much are you going to pay me, please? I need you to understand that when I start preaching, as we finish Sunday, my preaching for the next week is going to start by Tuesday. I have a Tuesday evening, if I appear, Tuesday evening service. Then I'll preach. I've been preaching since morning. When I finish the whole of today, I have meetings. It's lined up there. I was late today because I've had 3 meetings already before coming. How much are you going to pay? And by the way, how much is your offering? Oh, it's just a question. I'm just letting you see that the house won't work. Recently, somebody sent me a text. A person said that, oh, Pastor, but tie at the back of your church, eh? They have no idea. Go and ask my business community people. They are mainly the only people who understand. Hey! Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. We can't let the family work on our own money. We can't. So many churches, they spoil their lives by paying one group. You paid one group. What about the other group? Now you wonder why the other group didn't work. It's because you paid this one. But when we all agree, it's our house. It's what? Yeah, it's our house. When the bass guitarist, they said, oh, we have a bass guitarist. Where is the bass guitar? I said, brother, bring yours and play it in the house. You are quiet, too. Because you haven't gone to look at the price of one. A day will come. You will come to church. The instruments, everything will be brand new. Only that day hasn't reached now. So we are managing ourselves. We are managing. Are you in the house? And God is blessing. We are actually a very happy family. Yeah. And all I'm saying is that let us do more to make it work easier and better. Are you in the house? When I see places in the building that are not clean, ask Christian. I can't call him. Because I know that the ashes are stretched. I would rather call him and say, oh, Richard, shall you guys this week, don't worry at all about this part of the building because it has been done. The doorkeepers have come to just walk around and clean it. At least he will say, oh, God bless them. Won't you release some blessings in the house? Ashes, they are very tired. Are you in the church? And the ashes, they are so tired, they can't even count. Anyway, it's from tired. They are tired. But they have not sent me a message that they are tired. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just looking at what they do, and I can see it. Are you with me? Yeah. Okay. You know. So we are all going to add. Me, I've told you that I'm adding doorkeepers to my work. I come and I preach, but I'm adding doorkeepers. When you come one day, you see that all the doors have been scrubbed and they are looking black. You know, doorkeepers, we have been at work. Yeah, we've been working. Am I talking to some people? You are also thinking about what you'll be doing because you'll be answering it before we leave here today. So how do you know if you're doing this work? How do you know if you are doing it? And number one, church work has got working hours. It's got working hours. That's why I've been telling you what the ashes have been doing. Are you seeing it? Anything you add your name to, you see, they're not going to make a Basanta member out of you. That's not it. But they have times when they do their things. hope you get it. The day they decide that, oh, the sun is really shining, let's do the scrubbing of the chairs now, then they'll give you a call. Or you now, you hear it, or you see the whatever on the page, and then you just come and say, oh, I'm part of, this is what I chose to do, so I've come to add. Are you with me? A few weeks ago, there was a flood in Accra, not the main one, but a couple of weeks before that. There was a flood in our in the center. They never called any doorkeeper. They just arrived. Said, hey, we hear that our church is standing in water. You know, so the ashes have arrived, but we have also arrived because the work is a lot. We're going to have to do it. Are you with me? We're going to have to finish it so that we can use the church. Hallelujah. What's the work schedule of the ashes? In fact, they didn't do them justice at all here. They do far more than this. Because remember that it starts on Saturday. So you may be here, you say, I'm helping the ashes. I can be available on Saturday. I can come for an hour. I can add an hour to the things I do so that I help them. Because they are here from 5 on a Saturday. I can come and add. Then on Sunday, they are arriving here at 6. 6 to 6:50, they are tidying up and arranging the chairs. I always come and meet them here. And then from 7, the ushering of church members with all our difficulties. It's not easy. It goes on. Point number 2. Church work consumes a large amount of time. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 37, we meet Anna the prophetess who worked in the church until she was 84 years old. And she was still there. What was her work? It was prayer. The Bible says in Luke 2:37, she was a widow of about 84 years. That's 84 years. And she departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. She was working for the Lord. In Ephesians 5 and verse 16, we are told that we should make the best use of the time because the days are evil. Hallelujah. So whatever you choose, it's going to take some time, you see. And we like to pretend that we don't have time, but it's not true. Hello? Have you not seen that when you want to do something, you always find time? Yeah, so that's a sign we are not as busy as we claim. We're not as busy as we claim. There are people who say they are so busy, but you see that when football was big, they were able to stay up 1:30, they were watching ball. In fact, some people are watching all the matches. Are you in the church? What you really want to do, you find time. I'm very busy, but I promise you that my doorkeeping, I'll do. Are you there? Ministry work, number 2. It expends energy and money. Yeah, it expends energy and money. If anybody told you that there's no work to do in the house of God, the person is not a member of a church. But if you're actually a part of the house, you know that the house is standing because somebody is keeping it. Are you there? Hey, when you are a tenant in the house, some of you live like tenants in the house, you just go and come. You just go and come. I don't want to mention names. You just go and come. It's a hotel. And you've got a bed in the house. You don't know that there's a lot of work that goes on. Please ask your neighbor, the front light in your house, how has it changed? Ask them, what kind of bulb? Have you seen that? You don't know. But there's a light there. And the light is working. Somebody changed it the last time. I'm hearing somebody say the gas. How does it arrive when it is finished? How does it go? How does it come? When the gas cooker is not working, you know when it starts to give that black something? What happens? How is it? You see. They are giving me more apport. They say you can't buy gas online. Yes, please. Are you there? Please, the meter in your house, what type is it? Is it prepaid or is it, where do they buy the prepaid? And at what time do they buy the prepaid? What time does the prepaid shop close? Are you aware that as we are sitting in this house, every service we're on generator? Do you know? How does the fuel come? How much is it? You don't know that. We're not talking about your money. I'm just asking you questions. Do you know? It's just a question for you to see that so much has gone on. So much. After our crusade last week, I was so tickled on Sunday, you see. I saw these jerry cans of fuel standing. And nobody had come to me to say that we have to go and buy any additional fuel. Do you know what had happened? Shall I tell you what had happened? Some people who know that we use fuel, when we finished the crusade, they actually went to ask the people, the fuel that we, when you came, you didn't bring any fuel. So we bought the fuel. As we are finished, how much is left? And they went and brought gallons. They drained all. But you see, that's a member of the house. The person knows that, Charlie, every week we buy this amount of fuel. I said, we will not leave it for them to carry it away because we are paid for it. It's our fuel. It's our fuel. It's our fuel. Now, Kofi won't believe it all. They open the thing. Drain all. Oh, they got what? 50 liters of fuel. Hey! God bless you guys, eh? God bless you, Pa. But you see, if you are a member, you may not know. But now you know that, you see, the people who did it, their eye is on that gen. When the gen is getting short of fuel and it starts to go, peep, 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 they are the people who have to run. They have gone to remove it. It's also a help. They are not ashes. They are not, what? Flowers. They are not, no. But this is the additional thing that they have added to just let the church go around. I thought you'd have been clapping for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's read a scripture, Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. We understand that one. Our prayer, our praise, our worship, all our soul, all our mind. He's also added with all our strength. Hallelujah. I want you to find something that you are going to add that is taking some strength, but you're going to do it to help the house to just move on. Are you in with me in the church? David taught us something. 2 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 24. He was talking to a certain guy. The guy was going to give him something. He said, no, I insist on buying it, for I will not present burnt offerings to the Lord my God that have cost me nothing. How different from what we have in the house today. When we try to take offerings, so many insults. When we say pay tithe, people write. People who don't go to church have opinions that they are writing about. I can't even understand it. I can't even understand. You don't even go to church. You don't know what it means to be a member of the church. You are in your house. Whose matter is it what the finances are? Are you there or you have traveled? I come from a family of people, and my husband's brothers, they are very close together. We have learned all the wives, because there are lots of boys, we've all learned that these people, their money matters. Don't enter, just leave it. Then a certain wife, okay, she was aspiring to be a wife. You have just come, and we're going somewhere. And the day before, my brother-in-law had bought fuel. Now, the following day, we're going again, and he stopped, and he was going to pay for the fuel. Then this lady said, oh, but you paid for the fuel yesterday. Why are you paying today? As soon as she said that, I knew that, I said, you, your exit, it has been written. What is it to you? These people, how they do their things. We cry who have been there 30-something years. I don't ask. No, I don't ask. They understand themselves. Are you there? They are a family together. They know how they do their something. So as we are here, what right does somebody, you are outside there, what right do you have to tell me that I shouldn't pay tithe? Ah, is it your matter? Is it your business? Hey, please ask your neighbor, what are they saying? What is that? Hallelujah. Amen. Beautiful. Let me just take a few more of these. Campus control, that's just the control of our outside. We just need some people to control our outside. And I need to tell you something. What some of you don't know is that this, our grounds over here that you see the grass like this, is a member who is in his 50s who brings his mower and mows it. I think it's amazing. I thought we'd be clapping for him, and I think that you young men, you should be very, very, very shy. Yeah. And he has never asked me before, I need money to pour into the, to buy. No. He comes with his mower, with his fuel, puts it in there and mows the grass. It's not, you know, God bless him for it, and he will collect the reward. But I hope that some young man will say, every 2 weeks I will be taking care of the grass. It's not a good thing. Oh, you don't get what I'm trying to say. He has been doing this, I mean, since we got grass. But Charlie, if you're a young man, just rise up today and say that you are part of the doorkeepers. I'll take care of the grass. I'll take care of it. Or am I saying something wrong? I'm not saying he should stop. I admire him for doing it, but I'm saying that as the younger people in the church, you should feel something. That no, this one day, we don't agree. We have telepastors. What do the telepastors do? Telepastors just make calls. They just make calls to members. But what will I say? What do you want us to say to you if we're calling you? What do you like us to say to you? Jeff, should I not call you and say, Jeff, how? Are you okay? Is it working? Is the studying working, Charlie? The exam's coming. Are you getting ready? Or are you there? It's just there. How are you? That's all. How are you? Some of you, you have the phones. Nobody's calling you. So why don't you rather decide that I'm also going to call people? You see, maybe you can't do a lot of things. The way you are, the pressure of your work, no problem. But you can say that if you give me 6 numbers every week, I can call them. I'll call them. People need a call. Hey, have you never been there that you felt that nobody likes you? Hey, you are some way. Me, I've been where I felt that nobody likes me. That's why we all like that song. When I am walking in darkness, when I'm left all alone, when I can
have lost all my friends,
the goodness of God will hold me up. When I am walking in darkness, when I am left all alone,
when I can see the light anymore, the goodness of God will keep me.
Why do you think we like this song? Because we have all been there before. We've all been there before. The nicest part of the song is that he'll keep me.
He will keep me.
What?
He will hold me up.
Then you feel that, oh Charlie.
He'll keep me. He'll hold me up. He'll keep me. He'll keep me. He'll keep me. He'll hold me up.
Why do we like it? Because all of us come to that place now and again. And if somebody called you at a time like that, oh, you realize that, look, there's hope for me. Hallelujah. Point number 4, church work. It is repetitive and regular. You see, the points that we're giving you, these are the characteristics of work. Repetitive and regular. Over and 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 over. Hallelujah. Are you there? You see, because sometimes we feel that, oh, I've done it once, it's enough. It can't be. We swept yesterday. This stage that you're looking at with the plenty dust, it was even clean this morning. It was clean yesterday, it was clean this morning. Yeah. And after present service, they took their mops out again. Don't worry, one day we'll defeat the cement outside. That day has just not come. But till then, they will be so happy if somebody will say that, oh, I can do the cleaning just before the, in between the services. When we close, no. Then the ashes will at least, it's one less burden. It's one less burden. Richard, am I preaching it well or... I'm preaching it's good. Yeah. Are you in the house? You see, I'm saying these things because you need to see that it's work. You see. And you need to know that our ashes, they are not small boys. They are married men with wives and children. Lee, tell them that you are a married man with children. And they come and they pick mops and buckets and they clean. No, some of you are a young man. If you are sitting by a young boy, you should ask your Abba, come to that. Just ask them that, can't you try small? Try a little, help them, help me, make it a little lighter. Make it a little lighter. Are you there? Hallelujah. Another group, the media people in the church, they work a lot. A lot of work, I tell you. The pictures you see them taking, all the pictures, they'll edit everything tonight. The people you go and employ them to come and do your wedding, it takes them 1 month to finish editing. One wedding. Our guys, they edit. When they finish the service, they'll edit now. Right now, they'll bring all the pictures will land before tonight. Our eyes should not close before all the pictures are in. Do you think that if you went there to help them, you wouldn't get, they won't bless you small? They'll be very grateful for it. Yeah. And then they have to edit the videos. They must edit the message. Hello? So any input that somebody, oh, I can come after church and for some 2 hours, I'm going to do photo editing. Oh, they will bless you. They'll be very excited. They'll be very excited. Are you there? As for flyers, I don't want to talk about it. We are like a flyer production unit every day. Eh? Meanwhile, sometimes they can do, sometimes they can even bounce. Sometimes I send their leader will send it to me, then I ask him that, what class one flyer is this? This flyer, you're looking at it, does it? Nah. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? Can you see that help is needed? Oh, you're not minding me. Can you see that help is needed? So just put in, just do your bit. Look at the work schedule of a media team member. They say they arrive at 6. Please. From 6 to 6:15, they are 50, they are setting up equipment. Then from 7, when they start photography, videography, sometimes the video guys, when they are taking the videos, especially when we have conventions that are long, I'm like, Charlie, this guy has been standing 6 hours. When they finish, your feet, you know how to even, yeah. Are you there? And they'll be doing the coverage, social media coverage. 10 to 12, after service photography, picture editing, service video editing, shooting of social media content, media backup, and equipment packed down. And then during the week, content editing, graphic designing, video editing, content creation. Can't you see that they need help? Oh. Eh? These are like the quick playmakers at the back. Oh, they need help. They need help. I'm just asking the quick playmakers who are on the media. Help them. Are you there? Then the Lord's Tower Ministry. That's just the sound ministry. They call them the Lord's Tower. We don't have a tower. That's why we haven't used that name. You know, but these are all the people who do the work with sound. One of the characteristics of sound ministry is that you have to have a strong backbone because blasters you collect. It's real. Yeah, just have a strong backbone. We're sorry. The feedback shouldn't have come. It came. We're sorry. Then you move on. Hallelujah. Amen. Point number 5. We're talking about the work. Supervised or unsupervised work. One of the things is that when you learn how to work properly in the house of God, you actually spill it over into your work. Yeah, we actually spill it over. And the more you can work unsupervised, the higher your value. You are a very low value worker when they have to come back and cross-check your work all the time. Even in the world, the people who have to, they must log their time in. They are paid less than the people who don't need to be supervised. Are you there? Ask your neighbor, what type are you? You're very quiet. You see, working in church will even help you. I've been very concerned about a lot of the younger people because I see a generation that is not able to work. Yeah, when you ask them, how was your week? The answer is that I'm stressed. I said, you're stressed how? Oh, there were a lot of classes, but you are a student. That's what it's supposed to be. I mean, I don't understand when you say you are stressed. You don't understand stress. The problem is that you don't know how to work. Learn it. When you learn how to work, you learn it for yourself. Yeah. But some of you can't work. That, oh, I wasn't doing anything, so I slept. You are classic. You can't work. You see. Are you there? Let me leave you with a scripture as we're closing. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6. Go and learn the lesson from the ant. If you're sitting by a young person, ask their person. Are you less than an ant? Because here is the ant. Go to the ant. Consider her ways and be wise. Can you see it? It has no guide, no overseer, no ruler. You see, and yet, she's providing her meat in summer, gathering her food in the harvest. I want you to tell your neighbor that I'm better than the ant. I'm better than what I say I will do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Even among the groups we have, there are ushers, they have to wake them up. Another senior usher has to call that junior usher, wake up. It's like, you are an usher of low value. Sometimes you always see the same person coming to start the sound, same person coming to switch on the computer. No, it shouldn't be like that. Shouldn't be because unless somebody supervises you, some of you dancers, unless they call you. Eh? You are a dancer of low value. Increase your value. Mm. Yay, the church has become very quiet. Eh? Hello? Can you be supervised or not? They say that we are wearing this and this. Eh, I don't have it. Somebody has to go and look for what you were going to wear. But when you were an unbeliever, you knew how to collect your sister's shirt. Kandala masone de beanda. Are you there? Are we gonna make the house sweet? I want you to see every Sunday. It's a gathering. We are going to our Father's house. And when we arrive, each of us to our own place. We are doing so. And when we finish and we are having the service, like eating the meal. Eh? I don't know what meal I should call. But it's sweet because we've done our part. Am I talking to somebody? At this time, I just want you to begin to talk to the Lord for a few minutes. Just begin to pray. Because before we end here, I'm going to give you a sheet of paper. You're going to put your name on it. And you're going to choose something that you are going to do. It's a random thing. They cannot call you. The ushers can't call you for an ushers ministry meeting. It's not like that. Hello? When I said I'm going to be a doorkeeper, I'm not the head of the doorkeepers. I'll see you there. We are meeting at 8 o'clock to clean this place. Here we go. We are there. I hope you get it. Yeah. So, you know, each one of us, ushers, pastors, find something that you can do. Add yourself to it. Add yourself, your Sunday something, your Sunday input. Please, maybe you can put the list of ministries up. Just spend a couple of meetings praying and just say, Lord, which one should I add myself to? The business community, they need some people who can add to them because their work, when they are working, it's a lot. It's a lot. The last breakfast meeting they had, there were people here till 4 a.m. It cannot continue like that. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. I want you to go to the business committee and say, I can be an usher in the business community. Then they know that when they are having this kind of meeting, you are the one coming to help. Lift your voice up and pray. What can I do, Lord?
Help us choose, Lord. Help us serve you, Lord.
And choose something you are going to be serious about it. It doesn't have to be a lot, but you just have to be dedicated to it. Oh yes. You're going to have to give yourself to it. Yes. Are you going to help the ushers? So when you see they put the announcement of a certain week, they say, I'll be there. A flower, somebody who just brings joy to the house. Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to do something in your house. We give you praise. I pray for each one of us that Lord will choose what really suits us and fits us. Lord, we're doing other things also, but help us to do this one thing in the house, that when we come together, the house will be sweet because we did it. In Jesus' name, amen. The pastors are going to give you a sheet of paper. On it, you have all the ministries that are on it. Just choose the one that is yours with your name and hand it back. You are not being called for weekly meetings. You are not coming to join anything. You are just coming to join that thing that will be done in the house of the Lord. It will be done right here. We need some people who say that me, I pray. I'm going to pray for the church. Then when you see the message on the whatever the message is, then you know that I'm praying. I'm part of that prayer. When they say that we are praying online from 10 to 11, you say I'm part of it. Nobody has to chase you. Please, we are not looking for more people to supervise. Not at all. Some of you, if you go and put that, you are going to be a telepastor. I'll remove it. Because as I know you, every day you say, I don't have data. Please, we are not buying data for anybody. Buy your data. Collect those numbers every week and call somebody. Somebody should bring Jeremiah, you think, no, this is his work that he's doing, like the ashes are here. He should get it and what he's going to add. He should add it. Me, I've already told you my own. Beautiful. Don't just be there. Oh, yes. Very quickly. When you feel it, you can just hand it in again. Just hand it in. Father, thank you that we'll be enjoying our gatherings in your house. Oh, yes. Because we have come home. Because we have come home. We give you all the praise. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you so much, Lord. And just fail one. Some people want to go and add two. Please don't add two. Then you will just give us a hard time. Just do one. Just do one so that you know that this one is what I'm giving myself to. Yes, just do one. I'm really interested in somebody cutting this grass. I'm very, very interested. Yes. So that when our Bonafide, he comes with his mower, you say that, oh, I'm here to take over. And then you do the mowing, and then you clean the mower for him, then you give him back his equipment. Thank you, Lord. A supplementary usher. The ushers know that they can fall on you on the weeks when the work is hard and heavy, that you'll be there to take off something off their shoulders. And we'll be blessed. We'll be blessed. We'll be blessed. And we'll be blessed. Beautiful. Is it working? Beautiful. God bless you. You are lovely people. You are lovely people. You are lovely people. You are lovely people. Oh, yes. Okay, we want to move on. We want to move on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. I want to stand to your feet. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for giving us a place in your house, a place to belong to. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for putting us together. We are so grateful. I pray that whatever we have put there, Lord, it be an asset to the house. And Lord, we will be blessed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, before you think about working in the house of God, you want to think God wants your heart. He wants you to belong to Him. He's not just looking for people to come and do something around. He wants your heart. He wants you to be part of Him. And He says that you need to be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of God. That's what He told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And so if you are here this afternoon, you're not so sure, am I going to the kingdom of heaven or not? I want you to settle this question right now by giving your life to Jesus. You want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior? Just lift up your right hand at this time. Just lift it up. We're going to pray together. Just lift it up at this time. Just lift it. We're going to pray together. If your hand is up, I can't see you. You can come towards me. I'll spend some time praying with you. If your hand is lifted, just come to me. I'm going to pray with you. Just come. I want to pray with you. Come, just come. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Just step out of where you are. God bless you. 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 Your heart is beating so fast. Is the Lord just talking to you right now? Step out of where you are. Just come. God bless you. Step out. Maybe you've been in church all your life. You're just not so sure of your stand. Just come and join us here. Just come. Just come and join us here. God bless you. Let's pray, my dears. And I want all of you to join. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood and cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. And I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
With all of me, I wanna praise Him.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASI. God richly bless you.
He brought joy to my soul.